First Chronicles, chapter 20. The next spring, the time when kings go to war, Joab marched out in command of the Israelite army and destroyed towns all over the country of Ammon. He attacked the capital of Rabbah and left it in ruins, but David stayed in Jerusalem. Later, David himself went to Rabbah, where he took the crown from the statue of their god Milcom. The crown was made of 75 pounds of gold, and there was a valuable jewel on it. David put the jewel on his crown, then carried off everything else of value. He forced the people of Rabbah to work with saws, iron picks, and axes. He also did the same thing with the people in all the other Ammonite towns. David then led Israel's army back to Jerusalem. Sometime later, Israel fought a battle against the Philistines at Gezer. During this battle, Sibekai from Husha killed Sippai, a descendant of the Rapha, and the Philistines were defeated. In another battle against the Philistines, Elhanan the son of Jair killed Lamai, the brother of Goliath from Gath, whose spear shaft was like a weaver's beam. Another one of the Philistine soldiers, who was a descendant of the Rapha, was as big as a giant and had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot. During a battle at Gath, he made fun of Israel, so David's nephew Jonathan killed him. David and his soldiers killed these three men from Gath who were descendants of the Rapha.